Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome back to Frank Allen Interviews after a brief absence, but we are back and we've got lots of stuff, meaning one interview, but it's a good one and that's what I like. This is an interview with our good friend Brenda, who you will recognize from the tract, the Jack Chick tract, The Trick. Brenda, of course, being one of the flock of pagans who tried to hurt children. Brenda, it's good to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you were, of course, the star of that tract. At the time of the tract, well, you weren't the star, but you were one of the people who was important in it. At the time of the tract, of course, you were a pagan, correct?
But what do you mean at the time of the tract? I still am.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have expected that.
Well, why not?
Well, have you read the tract?
It's a pile of bunk. Wait, yeah, I've read it.
Oh, we decided it was true.
Well, I don't agree with you.
Well, okay. I mean, the tract pretty clearly shows that being a pagan leads you to, you know, hell, breast deep.
Yeah, that's that pile of bunk part I was just talking about.
So then why do you, I mean, it's okay. So what part of it is bunk? Are you saying you don't kill children?
Of course we kill children. We're just not going to suffer in hell for it.
No, why not?
Because we're doing it for Satan. Why would Satan punish us when we are doing his work? That doesn't sound right.
Well, I guess it doesn't sound right, but then again, hurting children doesn't really sound right.
Oh, that sounds fine to me. What's wrong with that?
Well, what does he need dead children for? I don't even get that.
I don't ask. He wants the dead kids. I give him the dead kids. I'm supposed to pry into his personal affairs? I don't think so.
So you just have a faith in Satan?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't he known as the Lord of Lies?
Well, yes, but he wouldn't lie to us because we are his followers. You see, he lies to everyone else.
I don't know, man. It sounds like one of those things where it's like, you know, if someone's talking to you, they're probably talking about you. You know, that's if he's lying to you, he's probably lying. I mean, if he's lying, you know what I'm saying.
Satan's dreamy.
What? No. Satan's, no. Have you met Satan? I don't think you know him.
I've seen pictures. He's really dreamy. I can't wait to meet him.
He looks different in lots of different pictures. How can you say he...
He looks dreamy in all of them.
What? Sometimes he looks like a snake.
A dreamy snake?
Because you're dreaming.
No, dreamy.
Yeah, but dreamy is like a dream. You're dreaming.
Look, no. Dreamy. Dishy. He's...
No. Look, the point is... I don't even know how to begin with this now. So you're saying you still, every year, kill children?
As many as I possibly can.
For Satan.
For Satan, his dreaminess.
Why do we never hear about this on the news? Because, I mean, I've been around for a lot of Halloweens, and I've never heard about children dying every Halloween.
Hello, we own the news. The news is satanic, don't you know that?
Wait, there's that many Satanists? The whole news?
Yeah, that's why, you know, you don't hear about it, but of course it happens.
I mean, I've also never, I mean, that's the thing. In addition to never seeing it on the news, I never meet people who are like, by the way, you know, I used to have kids and now they're dead. They died last Halloween.
Do you know a lot of people with kids?
Well, no, but that's my point. They don't have to have kids. They would say, I don't have kids anymore.
Do you hang out with a lot of people who might possibly be reproducing?
Well, I meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have kids.
Yeah.
Look, the point, no, you're backwards. I'm saying I've met a lot of people and I've never met anybody who's lost a kid at Halloween.
That they told you about. Are you sure they would have told you?
Why would they? Oh, I mean, I guess not, but you never know.
No, see, I know.
This doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Look, I've met Satan. I've met the Satan from this tract.
Can you introduce me?
Well, you're going to meet him eventually. But my point is...
I want to meet him now!
My point is that he doesn't seem like a great guy. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who is going to give you rewards. He seems like the kind of guy who would punish you even after you helped him.
Do you have his phone number?
Well, yeah, but I can't give out his phone number.
Oh, come on! Give me his phone number!
That's not right.
But you don't understand! I really, really want to talk to him. I've been killing children for him for year after year after year. I just want to talk to him a little bit.
All right, tell you what. I'll call him up right now.
Okay.
But I'm not going to give you his phone number. All right, here, let me dial this up.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, my God, is that Lord Satan?
Satan. Lucifer guy. It's Frank Allen.
Oh, hello. What do you want, my friend?
Oh, I got one of your followers here. She says she wanted to say hi. Also, she was saying she thinks that you're going to, like, reward her in hell.
Oh.
Hi, Lord Satan. It's Brenda. I love you so much.
Thank you.
I faithfully kill children for you every single year.
Well, good. I think that is something I want.
Can we go on a date?
No.
But please?
I'm afraid I'm very busy.
Well, I was just wondering if you would answer that, the question, though. When your followers, they do bad things, right? And, because you ask them to.
Absolutely.
And then, they go to hell, presumably, because they're doing bad things, right?
Of course, everyone goes to hell.
And then now then the question becomes, do you reward them for the bad things they've done in your name, or do you still punish them even though, you know, they're kind of into you?
Well, to be honest with you, I have to punish them. That's the way the rules work down here. I punish everyone who's evil, which is everyone. But it's sort of that's the whole thing I talked about in the tract. It's a trick. I trick you into doing bad things, and then I punish you, and I like it.
Okay.
Wait, what?
He's saying he tricks you.
Yes, I trick you into doing bad things for me, like killing children.
You mean I'm not going to rule with you in hell after I die?
Well, you might be the queen of pain.
You mean you'll marry me?
No, I mean I'll torture you so that you're hurt a lot.
Will it be kind of kinky?
No, not at all.
Oh, this is ridiculous then. Killing all these kids, I'm trying to avoid going to jail, and this is what I'm going to get?
Yes, but it's far too late. You've already killed them.
I don't know. Maybe I can just switch over to this Jesus-y thing that talks about in this track. I thought this was bunk.
Oh, Jesus, I hate that name.
All right, well, that's good to know. Jerk. Well, I guess in the very least, I could stop killing children. You know, baby steps.
That's probably for the best. I mean, children tend to be halfway decent.
No, it's been really fun killing children, though. I'm going to kind of miss it.
Well, but you'll be less likely to go to jail. No. Especially now that you've said on the internet that you kill children.
Well, yeah.
What's your last name?
Yeah, I'm not that stupid, thanks, though.
Oh.
What am I going to do with all that extra poison I keep lying around the house?
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
What are you going to do with all that extra candy?
Well, that I'm just going to eat. You know, the not poison stuff, of course. Not razor blade either. What am I going to do with all those extra razor blades?
Shave your legs.
No. You don't understand. I have, like, an entire room just full of, like, illicit, illegal, and fatal substances. This is a giant pain in my butt. Satan, you're a jerk. You're ruining everything.
Sorry. Oh, no, I'm not. Gotta go. Bye.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I wouldn't bear it too much problems, because to be honest with you, I don't even know if that's really Satan.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, like I said, that's a guy. I mean, it's Lucifer, and, he seems to be very Satanish, but I've met a few. So,
what are you trying to do to me here?
I've met a couple of Satans. We did a couple of tracks. There's been more than one Satan. I've seen a few gods. One has a squeaky voice. One has a deep voice. One has the Caribbean voice.
You know what? Screw it. I'm just going to keep killing kids.
No,
killing kids. It's fun. I already have all the stuff for it. This is too confusing. I'm going to go kill a kid right now.
No. Don't kill kids. Don't kill kids. That was the only Satan, and he's going to punish you.
I don't believe you.
No, it's true.
Maybe you're Satan.
Maybe I am. I'm going to punish you, though.
Oh, and you're not hot at all.
No.
Oh, God. Definitely not the Satan I've dreamt of snogging.
Look, the point is, don't kill kids. Killing kids is wrong whether you believe in God or not.
That's fun!
Yeah, but a lot of things are fun, and you still shouldn't do them. So there.
What if I just kill you instead? You're not a kid.
I'm also not... I mean, killing, to be honest with you, it's really the killing part that's the worst part.
Are you sure you don't want me to kill you?
Yes!
I've got some cherry-flavored poison in my purse.
No, do you have any non-poison candy?
Oh, yes, non-poison candy. Yes, I think you should try it.
Take it out.
All right, see? Here it is.
Have a bite.
I hate candy.
You just said you were going to eat all the candy.
I don't like, cherry candy.
What else you got?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
Eat it.
No.
Show me it's not poisoned. Show me it's not poisoned.
I'm not eating that damn candy.
It's poisoned. Give me that candy.
All right.
I'm throwing it away.
Oh! Do you have any idea how hard it is to get poisoning through the wrapper without it looking tampered with?
You're not allowed to have candy until you can prove you're not going to poison it.
How are you going to keep me from buying candy?
I don't care. I'll find a way.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that.
I'll report you.
That's not going to work.
It is.
No.
I got in touch with you. Obviously, I know where to get in touch with you.
Yeah, it's not going to work. I'm telling you. You think I could have been killing kids for this many years if I didn't have my bases covered?
Yes.
No.
Look, all right, look. I'm going to have Satan stop you.
Dreamy Satan or jerk Satan?
Yes.
No, which one?
Both. All Satans. Satan rally against you. Look, it doesn't matter. The point is, you're going to get stopped. No more killing children. No more killing people. Why didn't, you know, what's the name of that woman? That woman in the track, she should have stopped you at the time. She didn't find out who you were, but I'll call her up and I'll tell her who you are. And then, you know, you'll really be stopped.
She ruined everything. If you could find her address for me, actually, that would be really great.
I'm going to give her your address is what I'm going to do.
So either way, I should be ready for her visit?
No, don't be ready. You don't plan at all.
Yeah, I think I have some shopping to go do. It's been a great interview. Bye.
Fine, bye, fine. Don't kill.
Bye.
All right, well, that's another Frank Allen interview wrapped up for now. See you later.